I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 21st. Veterans and their families are invited to a special festival at Pageant Field in Quincy this Saturday. The Veterans Voice Network's Music Festival and Expo will run from 10 to 3 for veterans and first responders. The festival will include food and games and a display of military equipment, including a Vietnam-era Huey helicopter. There will also be a job fair, information on health care, and the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccine will be available, offered by CIC Health. The last of the Tuskegee Airmen, Lieutenant Colonel Enoch Woodhouse II from Roxbury, will be at the festival and will be honored. There'll be a wide variety of entertainment, including at least two bands, the U.S. Army 215th Army Band, a bluegrass band called WSU, also known as Whoever Shows Up, and Dixieland bands. The driveway from Hancock Street to the North Quincy T station is closed to vehicular access until further notice. The MBTA says that pickup and drop-off will be provided via the Sagamore Street entrance. Vehicles should follow the message boards and sign detours in the area. Pedestrian access will remain from Hancock Street. At least 33 people have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Maplewood at Mayflower Place Senior Living Home in West Yarmouth since July 10th. 24 of the cases are in residents, the majority of whom are vaccinated. They're all either asymptomatic or have mild symptoms. The remaining 9 cases are in staff members, and all are stable, according to health officials. Their vaccination status has not been released. The Department of Public Health has provided resources and personal protective equipment to the facility in recent days, and staff and residents are regularly getting tested for the virus. The Department of Public Health says it is in daily contact with Maplewood at Mayflower Place to ensure staffing levels are maintained. It also says that residents who have tested positive have been offered monoclonal antibody therapeutics to help them with the virus. The Boston Public Health Commission recommends all Boston residents who have gone to Provincetown recently get tested for coronavirus. The guidance is for anyone who has traveled there in July and goes until further notice. As of July 19th, at least 35 COVID-19 cases in Boston have been traced back to the Provincetown cluster, and the overwhelming majority of those have been fully vaccinated. Boston residents should get tested at least 5 days after they return, regardless of vaccination status and symptoms. They should also self-isolate and avoid groups for at least 5 days and until they receive a negative COVID-19 test. State Department of Public Health reporting 366 new confirmed COVID cases and 6 additional deaths in the state yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now 666,884. The total number of confirmed deaths, 17,665. There were almost 25,000 total new tests reported. As of Tuesday, the 7-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 1.18%. There are 100 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness. 33 patients are in intensive care. A Boston police officer was injured Tuesday afternoon when their cruiser crashed while responding to a call. That officer taken to a local hospital with injuries not considered life-threatening. The crash happened on Mass Ave in Dorchester at about 1:30 in the afternoon. 3 other civilians were injured as well. The officer was responding to a call about an arrested suspect with a gun. A witness said that the officer hit an SUV with 3 people inside, then veered into a parked tractor trailer. The SUV was not the suspect's vehicle. All 3 people in the SUV were taken to the hospital. Other Boston police officers responded to the scene, which ended up being an emotionally disturbed person with a pellet gun. The state legislature is currently considering a bill to make school meals free for all students, regardless of need, instead of the need-based model currently in place. Experts say the effects could help stave off dietary-related diseases later in life, like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. If passed, Massachusetts would be the third state to pass a free meals for all students bill. California and Maine recently adopted similar measures. If passed, the state would continue to receive reimbursement from the federal government for school meals. The state would then pick up the tab for any associated costs not paid, according to the Feed Kids campaign website. Roughly 1 in 5 households that have children in Massachusetts suffer from food insecurity, according to the Feed Kids campaign, which is working to gain support and awareness for the free school meals bill. Massachusetts has awarded $7.5 million in grants to help child care facilities renovate buildings and address safety concerns related to COVID-19. Governor Baker announced the grants of up to $250,000 awarded to 36 organizations that primarily serve low-income families. It's part of an annual grant program with the Children's Investment Fund charity. This year, the focus is on making capital improvements needed during the pandemic. The early education and out-of-school time grants are financed through the state's capital budget, with matching funding from private investments. More than $200 million has been awarded since the program began. This year's funding amount is the largest ever. The funding is meant to improve learning environments for children who often spend more than 40 hours a week in early learning and after-school programs. About 80% of children served by grant recipients come from low-income families. This year's grant recipients include the YMCA of Greater Boston, East Boston Social Centers, the West Springfield Boys and Girls Club, and other child care sites around the state. Around Massachusetts, the presence of production trucks and film crews is a common sight as Hollywood continues to set up shop in the Bay State. On Monday, production was underway at Don's Diner in Plainville for the upcoming sci-fi film The Mothership, featuring Halle Berry. The Fairmont Copley Plaza has been the site of numerous major film productions, with filming taking place at the historic hotel earlier this month for Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. According to the Massachusetts Film Office website, there are 6 projects currently in production within the Commonwealth, one of those being Confess Fletch, starring John Hamm. Filming was underway for the movie Tuesday at Union Park in the South End. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were mainly higher. The Dow was up 549, the NASDAQ rose 223, the S&P was flat. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar gained, the euro fell, and oil at $66 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox and Blue Jays were rained out in Toronto last night. They will make that game up during a doubleheader on August 7th. And tonight, they're scheduled to play the Blue Jays in Toronto at 7 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, look out for afternoon thunderstorms, and some could be rather severe with gusty winds and downpours, muggy with highs today in the low 80s. A lingering shower this evening, a low of 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with a high 80 degrees. Maybe a spot shower Friday, high 80, and Saturday, mostly sunny, high 80 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light southerly wind, high tide 9:27 a.m. Sunrise at 5:26, sets at 8:13. A traffic note for River Bridge, scheduled to open Wednesday at 9 a.m. and Thursday at 5:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, July 21st.